When you're driving a horse, you know, when you got it or mule or something for plowing, it's that what do you hold in your hands? Like
your lines. You hold your lines in your hands.
Now, what about when you're riding on the horseback? Do you call it the saddle?
That's the reins.
Oh yeah. And when you what do you put your feet into when you're riding on horseback?
Stirrups.
And then the like when you're plowing with two horses or two mules or something, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow part of it? Sometimes people would call if they had two horses on, they call the horse on the left by a particular name. What I said, do you ever give a lead horse? Something like that.
All I do is just right and left.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now what about if you're talking about something and it's not right near at hand, but you might say, well, it's just a little, and you know, it's not very far away, but it's just a little
short distance.
Mm-hmm, something like that. Now, if you had to go a long way, and like you said, well, now before I can get home, I've got, you know, you might say a long ways to go, or you might say something else, another way that you might say that besides a long ways to go. Like, I've got a long ways to go before dark, but you might say I've got, would you ever say like a four piece or something like that to go?
Well, I don't know. Somehow that doesn't enter my mind.
That doesn't sound right, huh? Okay, well, what about if something's just real common and you don't have to find it any special place, and somebody says, well, where can you get that? And you say, well, you can just get that. It's so common, you can just get that.
Anywhere.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that. Well, now, another thing, if you were talking about a spoiled kind of a child, you know how some of them will be.
Yeah.
And talking about when he grows up, he'll have trouble, you know, and you might say, well, he'll have trouble something because he's spoiled.
Yeah.
Would you say something like maybe, well, he'll have trouble like if not, or something like that?
Well, like you say, well, that kid's been spoiled to us. Nobody else can get along with him. That's the way I'd put it. The normal definition I know for it.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you'd ever say something like, apt is not, or he'll have trouble, apt is not, or...
Yeah.
If you ever use apt is not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would you call the when you're cutting with a plow, the trenches that you cut with a plow when you're...
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you had a real good yield of something, whatever it was you were growing, you'd say, well, we had a big, like, say, of wheat or something. Did you ever grow wheat?
Yeah.
Well, you say, well, we had a big something of wheat.
I don't know the definition of that.
Well, would you say crop? Would you ever say we had a big...
Why, yes. That's the way we'd put it, I suppose.
That's probably the way you'd put something like that.
A large crop or small crop. Or...
Mm-hmm. But what about, well, if you had to go in, like I guess if you wanted to make a pasture or something, maybe you'd get rid of all the brush and the trees on a piece of land. What would you call what you'd be doing to
them? We call that clearing the land.
Mm-hmm.